9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison with Mel's Tire. Rebates on select Yokohama tires are available the entire month of April. Get up to a $125 rebate on 5 eligible tires, such as the Geolander MT-GO03. Get up to a $100 rebate on a set of 4 Yokohama tires, such as the Geolander X-AT. There's also a $70 rebate on a purchase of 4 tires, such as our popular Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. Check out these tire options and others while saving with great rebates during the month of April. Put money back in your pocket this month at Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
It is priceless, Allison. You've got that right. KVOE live and local. Good morning. 722, 42 degrees on our way to 63 today. We are live and we are local here, and we are happy to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Eric Kirby, Habitat for Humanity. Eric, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing good. We're doing good. So how busy is Habitat for Humanity here getting into the middle of the springtime?
We're very busy. You know, this beautiful weather that we're having today definitely makes it easier to stay busy. We're tired of the rain and tired of the cold and ready for it to warm up and let us get out there and get a lot of work done.
So getting a lot of work done. Where are you at right now? What build are you on, Eric?
Well, we are finishing up build number 26. We have homeowners selected for that one and for the next build, number 27 on Sylvan Street. Both of these gals are single parents who have dug themselves out of a hole and are ready to start moving forward in a home of their own. And they are just extremely excited to get started and get this next house going.
So where are the addresses here for the house that you've got really finishing up and now that you're going to be really starting the work on?
Sure. 427 State, the corner of 4th and State, and it is, or 5th and State, excuse me. It is on the northwest side of the road. It's red. It's beautiful. We just planted grass last week. Hopefully that freeze didn't bug it up a little bit. And then our next one's at 332 Sylvan.
Okay. So I wanted to ask you, too, Eric, what type of a bump you got out of, whether through fundraising or really just through awareness and energy after the concert, the fundraising concert last month?
Yeah, we got a lot. I got a lot of calls, you know, a lot of interest in the program, be it whether it was an organization that was looking to get some volunteers involved, or actually we saw a lot of interest in the program itself. That's a really great thing. Other than we have our two homeowners selected. And so we're kind of, as far as applications go, we're probably not going to really be accepting any or looking at any until, maybe the end of this year or the beginning of next year, but definitely help bring a lot of awareness.
Have to tell you, Eric, at your fundraising concerts, you know, a number of weeks back at the First United Methodist Church, that's an annual event for Habitat for Humanity. I was totally moved once again, as we seem to be every year, by the testimony of a new Habitat homeowner. That was very emotional. The name escapes me, you know, at this point, but she gave a very wonderful speech from the heart about how wonderful this was for not only herself, but her kids especially, that will have rooms of their own and a place to play in the backyard. And, you know, that is what Habitat for Humanity is all about. So if people have a chance to, you know, listen to some of these homeowners and see how much it means to them, this program does wonderful work. And you guys are getting it done, it sounds like, Eric.
Yeah, you know, we decided to use one of our home buyers that hadn't gone through the program yet. And previous years, we've always had one of the buyers come back that has been in the program, that has started purchasing their house and is in the house and have their perspective from there. The gal that talked at this last one, she's looking forward to it. She hasn't got in the house. You know, she started doing some of her sweat equity hours, and she's got a lot of hope that is coming in the future. And they're both, I get text messages from them every day. They're currently both working on a savings program for down payment assistance, an IDA program through Interfaith Housing out of Hutchison. And so that program is about 7 months long. They practice and build a plan to save over the 6 months, and whatever they save up to $3,000, that is doubled by this IDA program. So it's a wonderful program that helps them with their down payment assistance, and really helps them stay on track and understand the spending aspect of it. Because, you know, again, these houses aren't, we don't give them away. Our program is a hand up and not a handout. They earn these houses. They put the sweat equity hours in, and then when it's time to move in, they pay a mortgage just like everybody else. The greatest benefit for us is that it's a 0% interest. And, you know, that's possible because of all of our vendors, and people helping us with supplies and donating labor and time. And it's just, it's truly a remarkable program, and these young ladies have worked their tails off already, and they're really looking forward to get in their homes.
Eric Kirby again with Habitat for Humanity joining us here this morning. Eric, I wanted to ask you too, because you get the testimonials during the concert, and then obviously when you hand the keys off, you get the reactions from the family members. How does that motivate you and the other Habitat members to keep this going? Because you guys have been really hard at this since the early 90s.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those deals where it's hard to explain unless you've ever been there. The amount of emotion that comes from these families and the amount of hard work that you know that they've put in, when they're standing there at the front door with their family, they're so nervous. And when the time comes to hand those keys over, it just all breaks loose. The tear waterfall comes, and the realization that their hard work and dedication has paid off into making their home ownership a reality, it's very motivating. It's one of the deals that just continues to power you to move forward and to work through the windy days and the hard days and the cold days, and because you're making somebody's dreams come true.
Yeah, the pinnacle of rewarding right there. So, Eric, still looking for volunteer help?
Yeah, so I have a need for volunteers in kind of a different way this time. May 8th through 19th, I've got the group coming in that we affectionately call Jake and Friends. Jake Newell from Emporia, originally from Emporia, he goes out and they build Habitat houses all over the country. They come through all these little towns, the smaller affiliates, and really help them get a jump start on their builds. And he's coming back again this year with a group of 11 more, retired builders who are going to come to Emporia that week, the 2 weeks of the 8th through the 19th. And we are going to get this next house on Sylvan Street framed up. We're going to get the roof on and hopefully get the windows in and have this baby dried in 2 weeks. And so we're kind of looking for, you know, maybe some groups, some church groups here and there that would be interested in helping, maybe sponsor a lunch for these guys. They're going to come in and just work. And if we can get some help with a lunch here and there, that would be amazing.
What do you need as far as for folks that would like to be volunteers, whether that's for the Sylvan House or the other builds that you've got down the road? What do you need with volunteers as far as experience goes and really the work time, whether it's on just kind of in general terms, how much time they can expect to put in or really maybe specific week to week? What would you like to see?
Yeah, I mean, we don't really require any experience. This is a learn as you go program. So all you really have to have is a desire to help and a willingness to learn. You know, a lot of these guys and gals come out and have never, you know, maybe never sighted a house or never installed windows. And I've got enough of these core volunteers that have done it over and over again that we teach. I've always told all the guys that come out on site that it's not necessarily that we get a ton of work done in a day. It's that we get the work done right. We get it done effectively. We don't have any injuries, and we have fun doing it. That's the best part. We have fun doing it and what we're doing because we know where it's going and that it's going for a good cause. So no experience necessary, just the desire to get out there and get your hands dirty.
So, Eric, any Habitat for Humanity fundraisers coming up in the future here?
Yeah, we've got the disc golf tournament coming up. That is the weekend of, let me pull my calendar up so I make sure I get this right. June 24th is going to be our disc golf tournament. and that's going to be held. This year we're going to go to Jones Park and have it there, moving it from Hammond Park for a little bit of different scenery. And so it's going to be the same format. I think we're either going to do a two-man or a four-man scramble. There's going to be a lunch provided. We'll have our wall toss challenge where we, you know, people try to throw the disc through the window of the house wall and enter their name for a chance to win a prize. And in years past, we've had a 55-inch TV as the prize. We've had a disc golf basket for the prize, and just it's a lot of fun. Dynamic does a wonderful job of putting it on for us, and we're blessed to have them as a partner as well.
Outstanding. Well, Eric, in case people want to get on board here with Habitat, how do they reach you?
My cell number is the best way to do it, 620-794-4483. You know, we're also currently looking for board members. I've got three open slots, and we're really, you know, working towards growing the board and growing the organization, and so we need some more leadership in that aspect.
Well, Eric, keep up the great work, my friend, and just let us know what we can do to help.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Eric.
Yeah, they're doing great work there, as they always do. Habitat for Humanity. That's Eric Kirby on our primetime Newsmaker, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker slots, we just got Friday's filled, and I'll be posting that here shortly. So we're looking to...